I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
In for Payne and Pendergast this morning, I am Sean Bajani. He is Brandon Scott. You can hit us up at 713-572-4610, 572-4610. You can call or text. We'd love to hear from you. You can hit us up on Twitter as well, at Brandon K. Scott. At Sean Bajani for myself. Appreciate Ben Gary producing as always. Thanks for joining us this morning. Deshaun Watson's hearing continues today, the third day of the trial. It could be the last day, according to Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport of ESPN and the NFL Network, respectively. It's expected to continue at least through today. So we know that's happening. Is it going to be a Friday decision? Is it going to be something that's mulled over the weekend? That's what I would presume. I think it could be a very busy week for you and I, and just the media in large part, all of next week, Brandon.
Yeah.
If I'm a betting man.
Yeah, no, if you have Watson fatigue, I feel for you. Like, I think you were saying this earlier, Sean. I think everybody just wants to find out. Just tell me what's going on.
I don't have fatigue per se. I have 2 years worth of stuff that has been, you know, in my mind and just bothering me. Like, you know, from a sports fan's point of view, like emotionally, like that I'm ready to unleash.
Right.
Like, I haven't been on the radio in a year, so like I haven't had a chance to talk about this stuff with you guys.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I want to know thoughts. I want to know feelings. I want to know emotions. Like, yeah, I know from a Texan's point of view, like there's a sour taste in our mouths still with everything that has transpired over the course of the last four seasons, really, within the front office especially, and those that still reside there,
right,
and even the face of this organization via ownership. I know that is a really poor taste in a lot of people's mouths. I know what it is in mine. But at the end of the day, I feel like we're all ready to play football and to watch games that you actually may have a chance of winning more times than not.
Yeah, well, Sean,
last year at least.
What's interesting about being in this space right now is that two conflicting things can exist at the same time when it comes to the Texans and local football. Like, yes, it's the case that it ended in disastrous fashion, the last iteration of the Texans that were competitive and worth watching. In the last 2 years, and probably this year too to a large degree, but the last 2 years have been non-competitive and rough to watch, you know. But at the same time, they got these draft picks, you know, the GM, for, you know, seems like he's got at least a sense for, he at least seems like an actual GM as opposed to the situation that they had for a couple of years. Now, we can pick apart his moves and all of that, and we, of course, will over time. But it seems like you are closer to normal now than you were a couple of years ago. But at the same time, all of this stuff with Watson is very much a reminder. It's very much a reminder of the chaos that you were dealing with before, and that it's even more pronounced. Like, the issues that we were talking about in 2020, think about that. A lot of the stuff in the lawsuit is from 2020.
Yes.
And the things we were talking about Texans-wise in 2020, now obviously we're dealing with stuff on the field mostly, but we're talking about DeAndre Hopkins getting traded. We're talking about, we had just come off of the Jadeveon Clowney trade. Bill O'Brien is gaining power unnecessarily within the organization.
You know,
Jack Easterby gets hired and then there's conflict there. So, like, you've got all of the stuff that we
were JJ leaving.
JJ leaves, you know, after the 2020 season. So you got all these things that we were dealing with that we were talking about. Deshaun Watson got paid in that time, right? we're dealing with all these different things that were happening, and we weren't talking about any of this. Like this, all of these things that we're dealing with now with this suspension, or at least the suspension that we think is going to happen, was happening in the background, unbeknownst to us, while we were dealing with other chaos.
And the timeline of all of those things, and there are many, many more that you didn't mention. I mean, we need a lot of time to really go through everything that we just scratched our heads and wanted to, like, punch our car radios or TVs at, you know, for hearing and seeing.
Yes.
But the timeline, I think, is one of the most frustrating things to piece together and look at in large, which is what I did last night, and I got really angry, but I think is worth exploring later. For the reason being that you want to see, like, yeah, look at how far we've come, but man, how much further do we have to go before we can really put this behind us as fans and move on and get ready to watch, like, competitive football, you know, because at the end of the day, that's what it all comes down to. 713-572-4610. Let me get out to Russell, who's been waiting in Pearland. What's up, Russell? Good morning.
I am so, so, so sick of hearing about Deshaun Watson. I really, maybe your advertisers ought to know this. Every time I hear you say Deshaun Watson, I turn it to music. I don't listen to sports radio anymore. I get in my truck in the morning to go to work, and I'm hoping to God there's some sports news besides this Deshaun Watson crap. And as long as there is, I listen. But as soon as I hear that, I turn it off. I listen today because I got a chance to call in and tell you. It's just, I'm so sick of it. Yes, I need to know what the suspension is. That takes about 2 minutes. How many hours and hours and hours of airtime has been devoted to somebody that doesn't even want to play here?
That's a fair question, and I appreciate, you know, that call and that opinion because I asked for it. Like, I want to know your feelings, and I imagine, like, if that's at least 50% of the population's opinion. Like, they're tired of hearing about it. They want finality. They're ready to move on. We all are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I think about this all the time. Like, at the end of the day, this is sports and it's supposed to be enjoyable, but, you know, it's business. We're talking about millions and millions of dollars. I don't have to go through the whole thing, but these things happen and this is drama and we love drama. Like, you love drama, Russell. Like, don't lie about it. Yeah. Like, you love the drama. Like, now you're ready for finality because, you know, we're talking about, like, so much stuff and having to, like, just rehash a lot of things that have occurred over the last couple of years. And look, your fandom has probably been stricken a little bit, you know, over the course of the last couple of, like, I know for a fact mine has. Like, it hurts me because this is my football team, and I feel like a lot of people feel this way, and we've been drug into this mess for a guy that doesn't live in this city, doesn't play for this team anymore, but it clearly is still affected by the outcome of this potential punishment and the future performance of the team that he may still end up playing for in the Cleveland Browns one day.
Yeah, and
we have to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, and really,
I want to talk about that stuff.
When it comes down to it, this is the time where sometimes in media, the thing that you want to talk about or the thing that you want to cover and the thing that you're supposed to talk about and the thing that you're supposed to cover might conflict. Like, even if we came in here and said, hey, Sean, Brandon, like, we talk to each other and say, we don't want to talk about this, we would be negligent. This hearing is going on this week.
Yeah.
So, like, there have been lull times in the Deshaun Watson coverage when nothing was going on, when nothing was happening, but stuff keeps happening and it's relevant, and it's really not necessarily about what we want. It's about what's happening. Like, so there's a journalism component mm-hmm. to what we're doing. We're mm-hmm. doing entertainment, but we're also doing like a little bit of journalism as well here. And the fact of the matter is, it's like when you ask the questions, you don't always get to pick the answers, right? Or you actually don't get to pick the answers.
Right.
And so that's kind of what the deal is.
Usually don't get any answers.
Usually don't get any answers. But what I'm saying is, it's like we just cover the stories. Mm-hmm. Like if it was up to us, and I'll even speak. I know you're sitting right here, Sean, but I'll even speak for you in this situation.
All right, let's see.
If we could choose, none of this would have ever happened. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
If we could make it be that none of this stuff ever happened, and we could just talk about how good the Texans are or how bad the Texans are, and not have it be in the in between this sort of moral issue to have not happened. If these things actually happened, and I don't know that they did, but if they actually happened, I damn sure hope that they didn't, because I wouldn't want the women to go through these things.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want any of these things to happen. So I would rather, not only would I rather not be talking about it, I'd rather it not ever even freaking happen.
Yeah, but you know the interesting,
it is at least alleged to have happened.
You're right, but and the interesting like psychological societal thing about that is and it's really a moral thing. Like I think we've probably all been through like the gamut of emotions.
Yeah,
I've kind of been here, you know, and it's like, yeah, you know, where there's smoke, there's certainly fire. And, you know, now we've seen like this gigantic plume of, you know, 66 women, 25 lawsuits or 24, whatever it's been. And there's still five outstanding now that could potentially go to, you know, trial next year at some point. We'll have to wait and see. And maybe according to Busby now, you know, there could be many more.
Yeah,
you know, lawsuits coming.
We got a whole new angle of it now because the Texans are involved.
It's like
the Texans have been sued. By the way,
they've like, been sued.
People want to talk about why are we talking about this, and we are going to talk Astros and Rockets throughout the course of the day. But the Texans have been sued in this thing.
Yes,
Sean.
They've been sued. It's a lot to parse through, and they're, you know, for me, a guy that has just had this build up over the course of a year plus. Like, it's hard to parse through. I'm trying my best. But I've been through the emotion of like, yeah, I wish this wouldn't have happened, but I'm also like the thought like ignorance is bliss. Like, I just wish we wouldn't have known about this stuff. Like, I wish Bill O'Brien wouldn't have been such a jackass, you know, and I just wish, you know, Cal would have done a better job of, you know, if he's going to step in front of a microphone and a camera, be a better face, a better representation of an owner of an NFL team and somebody that, you know, the fan base can, you know, respect easily, more easily, you know, things like that. We wish a lot of those things because at the end of the day, like, we have a sense of pride in our team. We want to have a sense of pride in our team. And it's just a building process now towards that of actual sports, actual football and entertainment. This muddies the waters and it drags it down. Yep. In regards to finality, Ian Rappaport had a report on that yesterday. Take a listen on what type of punishment the NFL is interested in levying.
Remember, the NFL is still, as of now, pushing for an indefinite suspension for a year. And obviously, what they are arguing is that Deshaun Watson had multiple violations of the personal conduct policy, basing it on the cases of five women, four of which the league interviewed. Deshaun Watson's lawyers and that of the NFLPA are arguing for a far shorter suspension, perhaps even no suspension. We will see if in somehow, some way, there could be some sort of meeting in the middle. Or perhaps more likely await the ruling of Judge Robinson potentially in a couple weeks.
So that for me in Rappaport yesterday and just falls in line with what we were talking about. The NFL is probably hoping somewhere to meet in the middle if it's a 6-8 game ban. Those are numbers that are just kind of thrown out, I think, in terms of hope. But you did mention, you know, Tony Busby naming the Texans in a lawsuit by one of the accusers. And look, my observation here on this, Brandon, is that Busby's already had to deny rumors of collusion over the course of this saga that has played out. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think mentioning the Texans in this new lawsuit, or one of the latest ones, is a decision by Busby to use stronger verbiage rather than just say, like, quote, Brent Nakara, former Secret Service agent, who is the Texans' director of security. Am I right or wrong in that assertion? And I bring Nakara's name up because he was the one that, you know, allegedly supplied Deshaun Watson with the non-disclosure agreements. And I don't know what individual or individuals allegedly supplied Deshaun Watson with a massage table to use at his home or to use at the Histonian. But is this just another way? Like, is this a stronger way to say the Texans versus rather than using individuals' names affiliated with the Texans?
Yeah. So he names names in the lawsuit, and Texans is proxy for the names that he names, right? So Brent Nakara that you mentioned as the head of security for the Texans who provided the NDA, Roland Ramirez is mentioned quite a bit, and I think he's really. Even more so, the central figure, Roland Ramirez, is the director of player care and medicine, I believe. So basically, the kind of like the head trainer, head of the training staff. He's the one who the contracted massage company, Genuine Touch, that the Texans use. He's the one that basically they report to. So this lawsuit is about, to me, about much more than that. They're trying to paint a picture of this. These are the things that were happening that the Texans probably perhaps at least should have known about under their own watch. Deshaun Watson, like the lawsuit puts in there that Deshaun Watson was having sex with a couple of the massage therapists from Genuine Touch. It puts in there that the owner of Genuine Touch told Roland Ramirez, the head of player care and sports medicine, that Deshaun was reaching out to random women on Instagram
right.
for massages. They include Brent Nacar, as you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to paint a picture of sort of and piece together a timeline of what was known while all of this was happening. But I think more than anything, though, like the Texans, the institution is sort of the target here. I feel like the pattern that Tony Busby has been on, from Deshaun Watson to the NFL at large and the Texans, is trying to take down some sort of powerful institution or powerful person that he feels, and from their position, abuse said power or said privilege as an institution or as a celebrity in Deshaun Watson's case.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's going on. Like, yeah, to answer your question, yes, but not just Brent Nacara. That's just one.
Other individuals affiliated with the Texans.
Right. All of the ones who are affiliated with the Texans that they name in the lawsuit.
I think the decision and the ability to be able to use Texans, the organization in this lawsuit, is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. We don't know Busby's real intention here.
Right.
Like, you always want to go as big as you possibly can.
Right.
And you know, look, get at the end of the day what is right for your clients.
Yeah.
You know, what you feel is right for your clients. I thought about this. I saw this a while back. Like, and just as an example, but in terms of like what teams know about their players and the goings on, and just maybe lack of trust or just assurances that they're taking care of their business and nothing falls back on them that they may be liable for or responsible for in the future. Like Rob Gronkowski, for instance, with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Like, there was a report, like I saw a couple of months ago, and it maybe even goes further back than that when it first became public knowledge, but that they were requiring Gronkowski to send them video during the offseason of him doing his workouts and running sprints and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a tongue-in-cheek, like, ha-ha, yeah, Gronkowski got over on them. You know, he wore different shirts on the same day doing the same sprints and sent that in. It was like, yeah, see him doing the workouts. And
yeah,
he got away with it or whatever. Now it's ha-ha because you won a Super Bowl and you retired. But, like, these things probably happen, I would have to gather, like, all across the league, not just in the NFL, but with teams and contractual obligations, you know, for meeting weight requirements or, you know, things like that. They want to know what their highest paid athletes are doing to take care of their bodies when they're outside of team control in an off season.
Yeah.
And for a guy that literally, you know, months prior had become, was really already the face of your franchise because of his performance as his rookie season, but gets his 4-year, $160 million deal in, like, what, September of 2020?
Early September, yeah.
Right?
First week of September.
And firsthand knowledge, at least according to the Texans that they made in a statement, they first learned about these allegations in, like, March of 2021, I believe, or something like that.
Well, that's when the lawsuit was filed.
That's when the lawsuit was filed.
They're saying that so there are a few things here, and I'll just try to lay this out real quickly. Roland Ramirez is a key entry point because he's got three instances in which he supposedly got information about this whole thing, or about at least some element of it.
Mm-hmm.
Told by the Genuine Touch owner that Deshaun Watson, in June 2020, okay, so this is before the contract, during the pandemic, June 2020, told by Genuine Touch that Deshaun Watson is reaching out to random unqualified strangers on Instagram, which unqualified strangers is actually a hell of a quote and a hell of a characterization when you think about all of this in its totality. Unqualified strangers working on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
The head of the massage company that they contract told their director of player care in sports medicine that this was happening in June 2020.
Mm-hmm.
That same person who received that information also saw him and knew of him taking massage tables from the facility, knew that that was a thing. That same person also, via Jack Easterby, supposedly set up a room and an account for Watson at the Houstonian, and later the general manager of the Houstonian complained of the number of women that were coming in there. So Roland Ramirez has three points of entry of being, according to the lawsuit, being told something that happens. And then on top of that is the Brent Nacar thing with the NDA, which happens in November of 2020. So a couple of months after the contract. So here you have, what's that? June to November, quick math. That's a here in a 5 month span, you've got the head of your training staff having 3 points of entry of information here, finding something out. And then your head of security providing an NDA and knowing of a woman that supposedly is trying to say that she's going to expose Deshaun Watson and placed his personal information on the internet.
And does it stop with them? Like, right. And that's what Busby has to prove if you name Texans in this lawsuit rather than just those couple of individuals. Like, how liable are the Texans going to be because of those two individuals' actions? And
yeah, your head of security and your head of sports medicine.
Yes. And that might be a very a difficult thing to prove, but it's going to be interesting nonetheless. And I think it's an interesting follow going forward. But hopefully we have some finality to this Deshaun Watson hearing, which picks up again today for day three of the hearing process. We'll roll into the 7 o'clock hour. Sean Bajani, Brandon Scott in for Payne and Pendergast. Coming up next, Astros continuing to roll, but recent success for one individual may present an interesting situation for the team going forward. We'll talk about it next. Sports Radio 610.
Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.